well groomed. So his hair was looking nice, clothes was looking nice. يَخْتَالُ فِي مَشِيَتِهِ. This person was walking, as we say, with a bounce. You know, when a person is walking with arrogance and pride, he's well dressed, his hair is groomed, and he's walking with that type of arrogance and pride. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Allah Pak likes when a person displays humility, when a person displays his weakness. This weakness is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes when a person displays, not arrogance. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, is khasafa Allahu bihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly caused the earth to open up and suck him in. فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلُ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And this person will continue sinking in the ground right up to the day of Qiyamah. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So this shows that what type of azab a person, this tyrant, arrogant person gets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of bombs, of guns, of any kind of ammunition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use natural causes to cause a person to sink and to destroy a person. So therefore, all times our tawajjuh should be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never ever towards ourselves. The problem is today we often like and look for praises towards ourselves, but the reality is all praise is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that's why when we see it in our salah every time, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What is meant by Alhamdulillah is that all praise is due for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if there is some praise due to one person or some people because of their achievements, that praise also is still due to Allah Pak, because Allah Pak gave them the tawfiq of the achievement that they've got. So therefore we say Alhamdulillah, that every single praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing actually is attributable to us. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. The other hadith we did, عن سلمة ابن الأكوع رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزال الرجل يذهب بنفسه حتى يكتب في الجبارين فيصيبه ما أصابهم. The Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a person will continuously act upon arrogance. He'll display his arrogance continuously until Allah Pak will write him amongst the jabbarin, the tyrants. Just because he was displaying arrogance in his style and his way. And this arrogance is such a thing that the person continues with it, the more difficult it becomes to become humble. Because his whole life he's been showing arrogance and he's been showing style and he's not been submitting. Now his nafs is getting stronger and stronger. And closer towards his maut, now it is even more difficult for him now to humble himself and put himself forward. In his young days he couldn't humble himself. Now in his senior days, where is he going to humble himself? So anyway, a person continues like this, showing and displaying arrogance, until Allah Pak will write him amongst the tyrants. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, فَيُصِيبَهُ مَا أَصَابَهُمْ. What punishment the tyrants will be getting on the day of Qiyamah, the likes of Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun, and all those people that were tyrants, tyrant rulers, this person will get the same azab like those people. So who wants to get an azab like a tyrant? But if we display humility, we display our inability, and we show this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this. So today's chapter we're doing Babu Husnul Khuluq, a new chapter, the chapter on good character. This is a very, very important, very, very, very important part of our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That you are upon an exalted character. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've got an exalted character. First hadith we do on Anas ibn radiyallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahsana nasi khuluqa, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from amongst the people, was the best character amongst the people. And amongst all the people you can get, the person with the best character was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you imagine, the most beloved, the most highest, but yet his character was the best. So we are not even close to that pedestal. We should also display good character. That Allah Pak had chosen his most beloved and who had every reason. If anybody who had some reason to show some type of attitude and style, it would have been Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because of the ihsan that he showed upon all of us. But yet he displayed the best character that could ever be displayed. There was one person by the name of Thumama ibn Uthal. Thumama ibn Uthal, he was not a Muslim at that time. So he was captured. He was a very prominent person. He was a leader of his community. And he was a very, very good trader, prominent trader, doing a lot of deals, import, exports with Makkah Sharif at that time. So they had captured him and brought him to Madina Sharif. And he was tied to the pillar. 3 days he had spent tied to the pillar. And every day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would just go and ask him, that what do you have to say? And he would say, in taqtul dha damin wa in tun'im tun'im dhu shakir, that if, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you kill me, then you're killing a person that is worthy of being killed. That I've done so much of wrong, I've been worthy of kill. Or some explanation ulama give is that if you kill me, then you're killing a person who many people out there are willing to come and take retribution on my behalf. They're willing to take revenge on my behalf because of my status, etc. But if you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you show kindness to me, then you will show kindness to a person who will be very grateful for your kindness. So 3 days Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam just went and asked him this. On the third day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam released him. So this person now 3 days, imagine, he's only seeing the akhlaq of sahaba and he's seeing the akhlaq. There's no real direct bayan given to him and everything. He's just sitting there and he's looking. 3 days he's there. So when he is released on the third day, he goes out under a tree, he takes ghusl and he comes back into the masjid and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then after 3 days he comes and he takes shahada. That this was enough, 3 days was enough for me to be won over by the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the akhlaq of sahaba. This was more than enough for me. Such a prominent person who was captured and brought there, tied there, but just looking at the beautiful akhlaq of sahaba, this won his heart. So today also, people don't want to hear too much of our speeches and they don't want to know too much about what's in the books, but they want to see what Islam we are demonstrating, what akhlaq we are showing, what character we are showing, and this is the thing that will win people over. So that is why this is such an important section and such an important part of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of bringing the most beautiful character as shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.